Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you. What's on your mind today? If there's something you'd like to discuss, a Bible question perhaps, we want to hear directly from you right now. So if it's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, you are hearing Basic Gospel Live, and this is your opportunity to come into the studio and talk directly with us at 844-322-2742. Again, the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're really talking this month about the essentials of the faith, those truths that every Christian needs to know, and kind of the foundation that our faith is built upon. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked about Jesus Christ. We've talked about the fact that he did not come into this world to condemn the world, but to save it through him. And we're going to look today at exactly what that salvation is. Uh-huh. And there's not a more succinct statement of salvation than Romans 5:10, but we're going to read Romans 5:9 and 10. It says, "Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life." So right there in that those two verses, we see the death of Jesus, we see the resurrection of Jesus, we see the death of Jesus reconciling us back to God, we see the life of Jesus saving us. That's why Jesus came into this world, not to condemn it, but to save it through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And Andrew, welcome today. We're so glad you're here with us. We've missed you, my friend.
Yes, we have.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to be back, Bob.
Yeah, and this is a powerful statement of the gospel, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's the other half of the gospel. It's the neglected message today. I mean, everybody has a cross hanging around their neck, and they're talking about how Jesus died for their sins, and that is awesome that he hung on a cross and paid the price and took our sins away, and that is so powerful in removing our guilt. But there's more, and we got to graduate from Friday to Sunday and say, I'm going to celebrate the resurrection. And we're talking about salvation like it's something. It's a ticket to heaven. Salvation is I'll be in a new place someday. Salvation is getting my sins forgiven. Well, Paul has another idea here. He's saying salvation is when you get infused with the life of Christ. We say born again. It's also known as born of the Spirit, born from above, children of the resurrection. I mean, that's who we are, and that's what salvation is. So, you know, I liken it to you find a dead man on the side of the road, and you might stand over him. You might read the history of his conduct and living. You might choose to even forgive him for ways that he's hurt you in his life, but he's still laying there dead. What he needs is the paramedics to come along with those paddles, put those paddles on his chest, send him an electric shock, and revive him from the dead. And that's what we needed. We didn't just need forgiveness. We needed new life. And so that's what we're seeing here, that we're saved when God miraculously reaches down into our hearts, gives us a new heart, puts Christ living in our hearts by faith. And that's truly the whole message of the gospel. We can't just preach the cross. We've got to preach the resurrection life of Jesus in us.
Absolutely. And as you said, this is the neglected half of the Bible. I mean, the gospel. So many people just are focused on forgiveness of sins that they miss the very life of Christ. And if you really want to know the essentials of the gospel, then you have to have the full message. You've got to get the full picture, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Andrew, before we go to a break, you've got an event coming up here in Dallas, Texas. I believe it's November 16th. I think that's a Saturday. And tell our folks how they can participate.
Yeah, well, this is our Twisted Scripture Conference. It's our first ever conference of this type, and it's happening in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, November 16. And it's all about the challenging passages that we encounter in the Bible, you know, the ones that incite all the fear and the guilt and the confusion, and we're saying, what does that mean? And is God going to say, depart from me? And is he going to spew me out of his mouth? Might he blot me out of the book of life? And on it goes, these difficult passages throughout the New Testament that cloud the issue when they're not understood properly. And so that's the purpose, Bob, of this Twisted Scripture Conference. I'm super excited about it. I mean, we're going to be doing it at the Hilton Garden Inn Las Colinas in Dallas, Texas on November 16. And so for those of you out there listening, we would love to see you there. If you want to register for this event, you'll find a banner right on our homepage at andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org. Right on the homepage there, you click on the Twisted Scripture Conference banner, and we would love to see you there. There's going to be lots of time for interaction and questions and whatever's on your heart to discuss. So, Bob, it's our first ever Twisted Scripture Conference, November 16, and people can find out more at andrewfarley.org.
Yeah, folks, take advantage of this. You know, we can go to church services and we get little nuggets of truth, and they can encourage us, inspire us for a period of time, and oftentimes we're not sure how those little nuggets of truth fit together. And that's why a conference like this is so vitally important, because you're going to have a chance to get the full picture and how all the pieces are put together, and all of those confusing passages are going to become crystal clear to you in light of the grace of God and the love of God that's been poured out in Jesus Christ. So take advantage of this opportunity. If you're looking for a time to grow more in the grace of God and in your knowledge of Christ, this conference is your ticket. So go to andrewfarley.org, register. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad that you're here, and we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we have an open line for you right now, as I said, at 844-322-2742. And friends, you know, your gifts to Basic Gospel have made a difference to people in North America and many countries around the world. And when you give to support this ministry, people's lives are touched and often changed forever through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we are able to be here every day only because of your faithful support. So help us keep it going by making your October gift today at basicgospel.net. And when you do, we'll say thank you by sending a copy of our book, The Basic Gospel, Essential Truths for You to Grow in God's Love and Grace. And you can make your gift right now or anytime, as I said, at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines. We're going to talk with Chris, listening to us right here in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes. When I was 14, I turned my life over, and supposedly God saved, but I continued to live in sin, but I don't really think I was truly saved. And a few years ago, I fell and broke my neck. And that's when I truly decided to turn my life over 100%. And I just want to make sure that during that time, before that, that I wasn't Proverbs 1, 24 to 34 person, or a Jeremiah 15, where God says, well, it's too late. You can't come to me now.
Hmm. Yeah, well, Chris, you know, we've all had thoughts like you're thinking. We've all had doubts about where we stand with God, and we look back at our salvation story, and there's an accuser out there, Chris, who's going to say, well, your conversion wasn't good enough. You coming to believe in Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection, well, that was followed by all kinds of misconduct, all kinds of sins that you committed. Therefore, maybe you weren't really saved. And you know what I'm seeing? I mean, in the gospel, faith the size of a mustard seed is all that's needed. And when a person points that faith at Jesus in the direction of his lordship, in the direction of his death, burial, and resurrection, recognizing he is the Lord God, recognizing that he paid the price for our sins and rose from the dead to give us new life, I mean, that's what saves. It's not that you're saved as long as you promise to avoid a bunch of stuff for the next 5 years. It's not that you're saved as long as your conduct is good enough in the decade that follows. It is a simple, childlike faith in Jesus Christ that saves us. So, you know, the enemy is masterful at accusing us. The enemy is masterful at eroding our story and saying it didn't happen right, you didn't say it right, you didn't live up to that standard, you didn't do enough, and therefore it wasn't authentic. Here's the reality. Here's what you know today. Today, as you even talk with us on the phone, Chris, you believe. You believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. You believe that he rose from the dead. You believe that he took your sins away. You believe that he lives in you today. That's what matters. So don't let the enemy come and steal away the harvest of joy and peace that you have in Jesus Christ. You can rest in the fact that he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Even when you are faithless, he remains faithful, and nothing separates us from the love of Christ. So those promises from Scripture, that's where you can drive a stake in the ground and say, I believe I'm safe and secure because Jesus Christ makes me that way. It's not about what I'm doing, it's about what he did. So, Chris, that's where you can put your confidence. You've obviously heard some sort of preaching about there being two types of people, a good Christian who's still saved, and then a bad Christian who is then rejected by God. Well, that's false teaching. God himself says, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. So that is not a fear that any believer needs to have. We are safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. Okay, Chris?
All right. Thank you.
Well, let's do this, Chris. Let me put you on hold, and we can send some follow-up information that would be really helpful to you to solidify what Andrew just said about your assurance of salvation. So let me put you on hold, Chris. We'll send you some information, and God bless you for calling. It's a great question, and we want you to be rock steady sure that Christ lives in you and that you are in Christ. So you hang on, my friend, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Great to hear from you. Glad you reached out. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Again, Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. And guys, this question came in from Joy overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, Bob. This is Joy from California. And I have a question regarding Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Can you explain how I do that in real life? I have a tendency to find myself fantasizing a whole lot, like talking to people about what I'm going to say. But I would much rather do Colossians 3, 1 to 2, if I knew how to set my mind on things above. I don't know how to do that. I've never been above. Could you please explain it to me over the radio? Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you for your program. Bye-bye.
Andrew, that's a great question, isn't it? How do we live out who we are in Christ? How do we set our mind on things above where Christ is seated? And I think the first step, according to this passage, is realizing that we've been raised with Christ, that we are seated with him in the heavenlies. That's part of this great salvation that we have. We died in Christ. We were buried in Christ. We've been raised with Christ to walk in the newness of life. And to set our mind on things above is simply to set our minds on things that Christ has brought to us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So to think about the fact that our sins have been totally forgiven, to think about the fact that we've been made righteous in Christ, those are the things that come from above, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Bob. I think the distracting or the difficult, challenging verbiage here is things above, and it makes me think of, Mount Everest. I've never been to the top of Mount Everest. So if somebody said, I want you to think about the peak of Mount Everest, well, I'm a little clueless there. I'm going to need some photos from other people who have visited. I'm going to need to take a trip there someday before I could give you a real good picture of what that's like. Now, here's the difference is, you know what? This is about a place that we already are. This is not a place we're going. This is a place we already are. So when we think of above, it sounds lofty and far off and difficult, and one day I'll be in heaven. Well, look at the verse that follows. It says, you have died, and your life is, present tense, is hidden with Christ in God, and Christ is your life. So this is not, oh, I've got to think about pearly gates, and oh, I've got to think about streets of gold. No, this is, I want to set my mind on the fact that I am fused together with Christ. I'm united with Jesus. I'm one spirit with the Lord. Right here in Texas, right here in the United States, right here on planet Earth, I am one with Jesus Christ. So don't think of this as heavenly and far off. Think of this as very local. This is not a long distance phone call to think this thought. This is me in my body right here, right now. Christ lives in me. He is my everything. I'm joined to the Lord. I've got the counsel of the Lord, his spirit living in me. So I can set my mind there and think, you know what? I'm not just a brain and a body. I'm not just gray matter. I'm not just a person who dwells on earth. I actually dwell in Christ. I'm a spiritual being. I have a new destiny. I have a new calling. I have a new heart. I have new things that fulfill me. I'm not the same person I used to be. So those are the godly, raised up type thoughts that Paul is talking about here in Colossians 3.
Yeah, well, Joy, thank you for calling. We sure hope that helps. And we just heard your sincerity and your just genuine desire to live out the fullness of who you are in Christ. And we pray this will be a big help and encouragement for you along that path.
Indeed we do. And friends, Basic Gospel has a growing list of YouTube videos that will encourage and equip you to confidently walk each day in the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether about hard Bible passages, the true meaning of salvation, how to combat anxiety, or the downward spiral of depression, these videos prepared by Bob Christopher will help you grow in your faith in Jesus Christ. You'll find them on our YouTube channel, and we encourage you to subscribe, and you can take advantage of that anytime. You can click the link at the top of the page, our homepage at basicgospel.net, and that will get it all accomplished. But take advantage of the videos. We would love for you to do that. Well, we had this question that came in from Facebook viewer Jeff just a few moments ago. He says, what is inclusivism, and what would you say to a friend who is leaning toward inclusivism?
Well, I would say run for the hills. if you understand correctly what's being taught there, the idea is that somehow God has just decided to forcibly make his way into everyone's lives, save them apart from any decision. And because Jesus died for the whole world, then boom, the whole world is saved. Well, we're missing an important element there, and we talked about it at the top of the hour. Here's the fall. false reasoning, that Jesus died for everybody. That part's true, but that doesn't mean everybody's saved, because what is salvation? Well, salvation is I stand at the door and knock. So what's your part? Your part is open the door. Your part is today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Your part is call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. But there are some people acting like you have no part. You don't need to respond to the gospel. Your response is irrelevant. Everybody is saved objectively. They just need to experience it subjectively. And as soon as you start hearing all of that terminology that's not in the Bible, objectively, subjectively, look, a person is either saved or not saved, period. So when we're starting to add non-biblical terminology, when we're eradicating any need for a person to respond to the gospel, well, that is just not the truth. So let's have a balanced view of this. Yes, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. Yes, he wants everyone to come to repentance. He doesn't want anyone to perish. That is his longing. That is his desire. And yet, just as in the garden, we have a choice. We can either today call upon the name of the Lord to be saved or reject Jesus, reject the gospel, remain as an enemy of God, Hebrews says, remaining under the wrath of God. So clearly there are two kinds of people, acceptors and rejectors. And Bob, our response to this gospel message as unbelievers, our response to this gospel message is absolutely essential for us to be saved.
Yeah, that's why Paul said by grace through faith. He didn't just say by grace. It was by grace through faith that we are saved. This is the gift of God. And well said, Andrew. And I think I'm just going to reiterate what you said at the beginning. This teaching is not from the Bible. It's really not consistent with the gospel message. So if you hear it, use some discernment and turn and run.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, we also talked about your upcoming conference, Twisted Scripture Conference, coming up. Just briefly tell our listeners again how they can register and come and see you in person.
Yeah, well, this is just 4 weeks away, Bob. It's our first ever Twisted Scripture Conference. It's happening in Dallas, Texas. So if you love what you're hearing on Basic Gospel, if you love the Word of God and want to get some solid answers to some of life's most perplexing questions, especially about these challenging passages in the New Testament. You know, is he going to say, depart from me? Is he going to spew us out of his mouth? I mean, look at us. We're petrified that God is going to ditch us, abandon us, and then we read the Bible through a grid of fear. Well, this Twisted Scripture Conference is designed to help and encourage people in the love and grace of God. So go to our website, that's andrewfarley.org, and right there on the homepage, click on the Twisted Scripture Conference banner. It'll tell you everything you need to know about this first ever event happening November 16th, just 4 weeks away in Dallas, Texas.
Going to be a great conference, I'm sure of that.
Yes,
well, it
indeed
is Basic Gospel. Andrew's joining Bob, Christopher, and me. And had this final question for today's broadcast. This is from Al. He says, when a believer dies, do they immediately know that they are doomed, or do they only find out on the day of judgment?
Yeah, I think we enter into eternity, something we don't fully understand. There's not going to be an alarm clock in eternity. We don't need to wind our wristwatch in eternity. Absent from the body is present with the Lord for a believer. So I don't think there's any holding pattern or holding tank for anybody. I think we face judgment as we enter eternity where there is no clock.
Yeah, good answer, Andrew. Good answer. Bob, take it away.
Well, we so appreciate everyone who helps keep this program on the air and online. And, of course, we need your ongoing support to keep the message going. Please donate today at basicgospel.net. And when you make your October gift, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The Basic Gospel, revealing essential truths for you to grow in God's love and grace and life in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Also, thanks for joining us for the broadcast today. If you have any question that we haven't answered, and there are probably a lot of them, well, we hope that you will pose your question. Leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. You can do that any time, day or night. Overnight would be a good time, and we'll do our best to get to it on tomorrow's broadcast. But again, leave that voicemail for us with your question, and that's 844-322-2742. When you call, be sure to give us at least your first name so we'll be able to identify you when we say we're going to have this question from George or Pete or whoever it happens to be. Also, you can also send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. It will accomplish the very same thing. Again, email bob@basicgospel.net. Any way that you get the question to us is a great way, and we would love to hear from you. We'll answer it as soon as possible on the air. Well, that's it for today. So for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.